Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with American Cancer Society's Senior Community Development Manager, Kim Durst, about Lung Cancer Awareness Month, National Family Caregivers Month, and updates from Relay for Life of Guthrie County. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. For this cancer in particular, what are the main causes, would you say, of developing this disease?
You know, smoking by far is the leading risk factor for lung cancer, but you don't have to smoke to get lung cancer. As many as 20% of people are diagnosed with lung cancer in the U.S. have never even smoked. And so other causes for lung cancer is exposure to radon, secondhand smoke, air pollution, and exposure to certain cancer-causing agents at work. So obviously smoking is the top leading cause, but there are other factors that come into play that can cause lung cancer.
Besides secondhand smoke, you know, it might seem simple just to try and stay away from those who do smoke, but what are the ways that people can try to limit the risks of radon or other cancer-causing agents?
Right, and, you know, another, like, also asbestos is also a cause, but, you know, non-smokers can take precautions, you know, by limiting their exposure to the secondhand smoke, as you just mentioned. It's, you know, easier than ever now, obviously, to avoid secondhand smoke thanks to the law here in Iowa, you know, which limits, you know, smoking in public places. But, you know, it's also important to find out if radon is a problem in your home. Workplace exposures to things known to be linked to lung cancer like asbestos, radioactive ores, certain chemicals and diesel exhaust should also be limited. Protect yourself and, you know your lungs. And, you know, if you feel like chest pain, weakness, or shortness of breath, you know, it's always good to go see your doctor and get checked.
Much like other cancers have recommended screenings, are there screening options for lung cancer?
Yeah, there are. You know, they actually have what's called a low-dose CT scan. And this is for certain people at a higher risk for lung cancer. And so this is something, especially those that are high at risk, that they recommend annually. It's mainly for ages 55 to 74, you know, with fairly good health, currently smoked or have quit within the past 15 years. You know, those that have maybe have had a 30-pack a year smoking history, you know, and other things. So, I mean, this is a few things that they look at that would qualify them for these types of screenings.
What other health risks does smoking pose as far as any other diseases or things can happen besides lung cancer?
You know, like emphysema, it also can cause bladder and pancreatic cancer. Smoking doesn't just cause lung cancer. It can cause an array and other cancers, obviously, in your body. And so there's a lot of other negative effects that smoking has on your body and health.
Besides Lung Cancer Awareness Month, there's another designation this November you want to recognize. What is going on this month?
Actually, the month of November is where we take time to recognize and acknowledge caregivers, those who are there for not only cancer patients, but any loved one or friend or neighbor who is dealing with any type of disease, you know, where they are being there and being their support system. And it's so important, you know, for, you know, your loved ones who are going through an illness to have someone there for them. And so, you know, I would just like to say thank you to all the caregivers out there that take such great care of, you know, the cancer patients as well as anyone else who is dealing with an illness. I was a caregiver for my mother when she was battling cancer. And so I know that it's not easy, but you do know that you're making a difference in their lives. So thank you for everything the caregivers do.
For caregivers who may be struggling or, you know, feel they need some sort of assistance, are there any local resources in Guthrie County that you'd recommend?
You know, the hospital, Guthrie County Hospital, does have a caregiver support meetings, and I don't have their, you know, exact times that they meet, but give Guthrie County Hospital a call, and they can let you know when they have those support group meetings.
As we've talked before, the area schools in Guthrie County are very active when it comes to raising funds in the fight against cancer with Relay for Life. Any updates you'd like to give on that end of the spectrum?
Yeah, we've had a lot of great things going on. Panorama and ACGC went together in doing volleyball and football pinkouts, and they did a phenomenal job raising over $3,000 in the fight against cancer this fall. So a huge shout out to, you know, the students and the teachers and the teams and the fans that all came out and showed support for these events. It was just a great event. So thanks to everyone for making that happen. Also, the Panorama Elementary did their Change Wars this fall, and we had our Panthers on the Prowl for a Cure, which is the Panorama High School team, I should say school team, that headed this up, and they raised $1,067. So congratulations to Panorama Elementary and their Classroom Coin Wars, because they did an awesome job.
Now, I hear there's going to be a kind of a big change going on for Relay of Guthrie County for 2020.
Yes, we're very excited. For the 2020 Relay for Life of Guthrie County, we are going to be moving it to Saturday, April 4th. So it seemed like June was very busy and overwhelming, and so we just decided that since we've moved it inside to the Guthrie County Fairgrounds Event Center, that we could have it any time of the year, and we can celebrate our survivors here in Guthrie County and our teams and sponsors anytime. So we are going to be hosting it, like I said, on Saturday, April 4th. We're going to be celebrating 35 years of Relay, and the theme is Hope Grows Here.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with American Cancer Society Senior Community Development Manager Kim Durst about Lung Cancer Awareness Month, National Family Caregivers Month, and updates from Relay for Life of Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.